This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beulah Baptist Church in Boise, Louisiana.
The Word of God, Mark 16:15 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
Ah! thank you, Lord, for this.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for life and health.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to
worship. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Lord, we pray for all of our members that are not here.
Yes, Lord.
For some reason or another.
Yes.
It was young last week, but we just pray well for them, for the choir, and most of our children that are not here.
Yes.
So we thank you for what it is.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We just want to give you the glory and honor and praise.
Yes.
I may decrease for you to increase.
Yes, Lord.
And on this second Sunday, a few days before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We just come to give you thanks.
Yes. Yes.
Bring us through another week.
Yes.
So many people have died.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So many. Don't know what death they died.
Yes.
We pray for the tragedy over in Texas.
Oh, yes.
That man just came in church and shot 26 people.
Yes.
One of them was an infant child.
Yes, Lord.
17 months old.
Yes, Lord.
Covered in nothing but blood. We just pray. Peace and
happiness.
There's so much going on, Lord. From day to day, we don't know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But you did say these days are coming.
Yes, that's right.
But the gospel must be preached.
Yes, Lord.
It must be heard through all the ears that are up on this side. And we just want to say again, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you for letting us have ears to hear what you have to tell us this morning. We give you all the glory and the praise.
Yes.
According to your Son, and in your Son's name we pray.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning to all.
Good morning.
Good morning. Blessing to be found in the house of worship.
Yeah.
One more time.
Yes, Lord.
Get under, I say get under the weather a little bit, but I must go on and do what God said wrong.
Amen.
God is a good God. And when I think about what he has done for us, I can't help but to preach.
Amen.
And I compromise. God's in the book of John, we were turned in. In the book of John, there's a word that God has laid on my heart to pray for. I didn't know if Sister was coming now. I would be my son in the radio thing, but she's hanging. Thank God for her. Thank God for her. Good Ryan Long.
Amen.
I have pastored for over 12 years. Him and his wife.
Amen.
I didn't marry y'all too big a Christmas. Did I marry y'all?
Yeah.
I can't even remember. It was so long. But they was under my leadership for many years.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I said, John, meet me. I can meet that. In the book of John, that's a mild prophet. Thanksgiving coming up. And as I have always shared with the females of the church, make sure when you go shopping, take what you need, put in your pocket.
That's
law enforcement of the marshal's office, the chaplain, and sheriff department.
All right.
We have so many cases where their older women have been precious, have been stolen off this for sure.
All right.
One of my mom might have been 12. She said she didn't have but 2 hours in it. But it's just to show you how people don't care. In the book of Jonah, chapter 1, and verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. 3, but Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare there and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. 4 says, the Lord sent out a great wind to the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Drop down to chapter 2. No, let's stay back in chapter 1. I'm not going to go on. Drop down. Stay in chapter 1 and 17, I will be, for time's sake. Now the Lord, in verse 17, which is the last verse of that chapter. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Let me see. Brother, flower, thank you. With the word of our God, shall stand forever.
Yes, it will.
We thank God for what it is today.
Amen.
And I'm a bit disappointed. So many people are out that should be in the house of worship. Ain't no excuse. Because time is winding up. And we, as a people of God, have 5 senses. And every time you turn the TV on, somebody done got slain.
Oh, yeah.
Or somebody done got brutally murdered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It ain't just the grown folks now, it's young children at the age of 1, 2, and... So we all know that the times is coming closer than what it used to be.
Amen.
I'm not saying it's here. I know it's closer than what it used to be. Because when we was coming up at one time, October and November would be cold.
Mm-hmm.
Now you wear short pants. Mm-hmm. And as I looked on the weather this morning, matter of fact, or yesterday morning, they said prepare for the heat because the heat is coming back.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
They might be wrong, but I'm just saying what Tom Gomicka said. I don't mean nothing to say, but you know. But we have to take those, what he says, we don't have to take, we don't take it lightly, because it might not. But what I'm saying is that God has said in his word that I'm going to show you signs and wonders in the earth,
right.
In the fire and the vapor of smoke. But whosoever called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We all in this time, what you call it, a week or so from now, it will be Thanksgiving Day.
Yes.
Well, we all get together in our families and eat a meal. But every day should be Thanksgiving to us. Because God, with his son Jesus, and the Holy Ghost been good to all of us sitting in this house. Now all of us in here have been through some kind of storm. And I stay in storms. But the Lord somehow, some way, works it out for you, Gene Stevenson. And he has worked it out for you as well. And you just think about how he brought you from 2016. Now we're going into 17 and almost about to go into 18. Couldn't nobody do it but you.
Right.
I want to talk on the subject in his presence.
You see, when you in God's presence, you know how to treat your fellow man.
Amen.
In his presence, you know how to give when it's time to give.
Amen.
And when you in his presence, you can't lie. Because God's presence is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Something that God instituted way back in the beginning. Because in the beginning, Brother Long, he said, let us make man in our own image, in the likeness of mankind. Now God wasn't talking to himself. I don't believe he was. He was talking to his son, and he also was talking to the Godhead, the Holy Ghost. Can I hear me? Today, you need to thank God for what it is.
Amen.
And as I heard Diane said that this time of year is a year of sadness for some people, yes, it is. But you shouldn't be sad because we all know that this is not our home
anymore.
We don't know when, don't know where, and don't know how, but we got to leave here one day. Now, I'm not ready to go, and I'm pretty much sure you're not ready. I'm not like Paul. No. But I can say that if you call my name, I got to leave here.
That's right.
But while I'm waiting on him to call my name, I should be able to know that I got to try every day to be a Christian.
Amen.
I got to try every day to give. I may not give somebody some money. I may not give them a pair of Stacey Adams shoes, but I can give them a kind word.
Amen.
I got some differences.
Amen.
In the text, Jonah was a minor prophet. We all know that. And the Lord had told Jonah, and God is so loving. When you think about how he loved you when you was in your mess.
Yeah.
When you just think about, come on, like Ben Rice said, some of you have to think back further than others.
All right.
But when you think about how he brought you home one night when you didn't know how you got home yourself. Or when you just think about how your children were going to grow, but now they're going to church with you. Couldn't nobody do it but the Lord. I know I got one witness in the house. You see, so many people in this time of need, they got children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren.
That's right.
That don't mean you didn't raise them right. That don't mean that you didn't tell them about the law. But because they followed the wrong crowd, you told them not to follow. The old folks say a hard head makes a soft.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I live on faith and nothing else. I can't see a lot of things, but I know that the Lord is real.
Yeah.
Last Monday, I got a call from Tanya on the radio. And I had already talked to God to see just a little talk with the Lord.
All right.
Oh, y'all not hearing
yes, sir. Yeah. Make everything all right. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
I'm not lying. She said, call me ASAP. I'm sure you text if you think I'm lying in this phone. She said, call me ASAP. Because the Lord knew one thing. I got a love for New Jerusalem. Now, it don't make a difference what you think about me, but I know I got love for you because it's not how people treat me, it's how I treat you. Because I know that the Lord called me 25, 26 years ago. I know that the Lord sat in the room with me when I was high on dope, didn't know my left hand from my right hand, and saying, I know I got to put you somewhere.
All
right.
Crazy.
I ain't crazy.
No,
I ain't crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't crazy. Because there is a God.
Yeah.
They won't be saying it away.
I know there's a God.
Somewhere.
Somewhere. And when them old folks used to get to singing them songs, when God get ready to do something, their clothes they there was up, and they would tell me and mine, sit your butt down, because the Lord is doing it.
That's right.
I know I got one business up in here.
Yes, sir.
We can have church, we ain't got to have a whole lot of people, or a lot of people in there, but we can have a little church in there, because thank God that we still.
Yes, sir.
All right. Come on, yeah. I ain't got my hands, but I be sweating. I don't know. I probably left it somewhere. I don't care. But let me tell you something. God is good. Even when you're going through a storm, even when your checkbook don't look like it's supposed to look, even though hell and hot water is on every hand, you still can look up and say, Father, I thank you. Because you said in your word, it's going to be some hell and hot water. Now, the scripture says in Matthew 16:18, he said, up on this rock, I'm going to build my church. And the gates of hell, so that lets us know I know what you're going to do. Even though I am the church, but some hell going to be coming up against me. It's going to be some things come up against you unaware.
Yeah.
But long as I'm in his presence, that's what counts.
Yes, no.
Jonah down there. God has told Jonah, I want you to go and preach. Now this wasn't nobody saying to Nineveh. Let's get this straight. Nineveh was bigger than New York City. Because in the book of Jonah it said it takes you 3 days to walk around. Good God Almighty. So nobody was saved.
That's right.
And in the book of Jonah, you'll find that it wasn't nobody saved. Just like at one time you and I wasn't saved.
Amen.
I ain't got to be preaching. I've been sick, got this old cold, whatever it is, but I know I'm going to say this. No matter what I got, if God give me a voice to speak, I'm going to speak.
Amen.
I was sitting at the conference and saying, well, I'm going to let Brother Carl preach. I'm going to, no, you're going to get up there, Eugene. Okay. All I want to do is obey you. That's all I want. Y'all don't want to obey me. Because when you obey God, you open up the door for you and somebody else at the same time. When you're doing what God says in law, all you're doing is blessing the name of Jesus. When you obey God, you are doing the right thing. Because when God speaks,
speaks, people listen.
Well, when God speaks, not only people listen, but they do things. They move. Jesus don't say much. But when he opens his mouth, demons tremble when Jesus shows up.
Amen.
When he opens his mouth, they ask Jesus, say, can we go into the swamp? Jesus gave me to go there. But you mean to tell me that the demons was in spiritual realm and God was in the flesh, but they still knew who Jesus was? Because they say, don't torment me now. We know who thou art. Thou art the Holy One of Israel.
Amen.
In the book of John. Let's go here. 1 minute. Yo, he brought some power. Don't be sweating. Look what happened. Now notice something. This ain't Peter, James, and John talking. This is God talking.
All right.
And he said, the word, notice now, of the Lord came to John.
All right.
Jonah probably was minding his own business like I was 25 years. I was doing my thing. I wasn't worried about no church. I wasn't worried about no saved folk because I stayed right on the side of any of y'all. Reverend used to look at me. I'd be running from him. I wasn't worried about all that stuff. No, I wasn't. But when God give you an assignment, you got to do what God tells you to do. Now, you can make your own bed hard, but you got to leave.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the Bible says, the Lord, look what it says, the word of the Lord. See, God stepped out on nothing and made something, but it was with the word.
Amen.
See, God's word is powerful.
Yes, sir.
Hebrews 4:11-12 say, sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing in the ear. That's what Hebrews said. But look what it says. It says, I ain't going to get through reading. I know I ain't, but I'm going to do my best.
Thank you, Lord.
But the Holy Ghost is going to take over because I already know that it ain't going to happen.
Amen.
It says, came the son image.
Yeah, yeah.
So that lets us know that he had a family. Mm-hmm. And he had a dad.
Mm-hmm.
But he was chosen for a task.
Uh-huh.
Just like me and you. We all might not be preachers and pastors, but you can tell somebody on your job about the goodness of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
If somebody on your job always going to work mad, you need to try to be a fisherman and say, oh, young lady, that woman or whoever here,